Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon is here. We are going to take a look at what is on our small screen this week. Susie, we're going to start with a documentary of a very famous murder case in the UK. But just in case you weren't in the UK in the 90s, who is Jill Dando and what is this show all about?
G'day, Kat. You're right. This one is called Who Killed Jill Dando? And this is coming out this week on Netflix. Jill Dando, she was a beloved TV news presenter and she was shot and killed on her doorstep in London in 1999. It prompted the biggest murder inquiry conducted by the Met Police at that time. So a local man was convicted but then acquitted of her murder. And this documentary follows the story of Jill, her rise to fame, her untimely death, and the manhunt that followed. It also includes interviews with the man that was accused and acquitted of her murder. This documentary is the only close-up look at the murder of Jill Dando since the initial investigation took place. It's considered by the Met as an unsolved case, and this documentary series has promised to bring an in-depth look into the case and the leads and the conspiracy theories around her death. This series is 3 episodes long and all are released this week.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Everyone had a theory about who was responsible. Criminal networks, mafia, Russians, jilted lovers.
Is this an assassination? Is this an execution?
The Crime Watch presenter may have been assassinated by a Serbian gunman.
Speculation focuses on a possible stalker.
Do you recognise the person in the picture?
Anyone?
That's a picture of you, Mr. George.
I was 15 in 1999, and growing up in the UK, I mean, I remember Jill Dando. She was on so many different shows on telly. She was really a recognised and very much loved face.
For me, I came to the UK a little later, but as soon as I was in the UK, I already was hearing about her. So she had a lasting effect even after her death. At the time of her death, Dando was one of the most celebrated TV presenters in the UK. She won Personality of the Year in 1997. She was presenting programmes on BBC such as Crime Watch, Breakfast Time and the 6 o'clock news. And she also had a travel program called Holiday. She was literally a staple, a well-known figure on TV. So her death sent shockwaves through the UK.
Yeah, it really did. I don't know how I feel though about this sort of now being made into a show for entertainment value now. I mean, I know that there are some real kind of motives for making a documentary out of this. There are some instances where more information comes forward when we have unsolved cases that are made into documentaries. But there is just some level of ick factor about it all.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So true crime documentaries are literally on the rise. And we've got this growing obsession over the last few years. And there's even things like comedy shows and podcasts that have a true crime spin. Things like the podcast My Favorite Murder, just the name of that is kind of, you know, when you really think about it, is a little ick. And then the TV show Only Murders in the Building. But you know, our love for true crime comes with those ethical questions that you mentioned. Why do most of our true crime passions follow the story of a dead white woman? And what are we contributing by rehashing these stories? Are we really going to solve them by, you know, having these TV shows back on the air? So some of the subjects in true crime documentaries have seen these renewed efforts in cases, new evidence being found or explored. You know, it's one of those things. Should we, you know, do this so that we can solve cases, or are we just, you know, scratching an itch that we want? It's a question.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, I have to say, though, still, I will be watching it. It's called Who Killed Jill Dando? It's on Netflix and it'll be out this week. So from there, let's move on to another hard subject. We're looking at Das Boot, which is the series 4 of that. What's this about?
Okay, so this one is out now. It's on Sky Show and all seasons up to season 4 are available. This is a German TV series. It's produced by Sky themselves. It's actually a sequel to the 1981 film of the same name. So the series takes place in two strands. One is at sea on the U-612 and the other is on land in La Rochelle in France with the French resistance. So it's got this unique point of view which provides different perspectives of World War II. But don't let this German-speaking show dissuade you. It is highly acclaimed and it's won lots of awards and follows the premise of the first film with the question, what does war do to the people involved? Which maintains the anti-war message of the 1981 film.
Here's a very brief snippet from the trailer, because most of it's in German. I'll give you the English bits.
I'm going crazy.
This is Germany calling. Germany calling.
I've lost my mind.
The beaches of Italy will run red with the blood of your sons.
Überleben reicht nicht mehr.
So this is a follow-on from the 1981 movie, essentially. It's not like a remake of that 1981 movie.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like a sequel that's been turned into a TV show as opposed to another movie. So it follows on after the events of that movie. And that movie is really well acclaimed and one of kind of a top movies to watch if you ever look at those lists. So, you know, if you haven't seen it, there's maybe a point to start there.
I can see this one doing very well in Switzerland, particularly because it's in German for the most part, but also in French. So there'll be a number of people in Switzerland that can understand everything and won't need any of the subtitles. I will be using the subtitles, though, especially for the German-speaking bits, and they are available, I believe, in English, or we wouldn't be talking about this today. Yeah.
Absolutely. Obviously, English, German, French, and there's going to be other subtitles available in a variety of languages.
Sure. So if you know, English isn't your first language and you need the Italian subtitles, they'll be on Sky Show as well. So that is Das Boot on Sky Show. It's season 4. That one is out this week. And also we took a look at a Netflix documentary series, 3 episodes long, called Who Killed Jill Dando. If you would like to listen to this episode or any others in our Big Screen, Little Screen series, you can do so on our website. Simply go to worldradio.ch/Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie, thanks so much.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.